As we head into the new year, change is in the air, and we welcome Crossroads Auto Body Repair at 3045 Crossroads Drive. If the address sounds familiar, it's because owners Michelle and Jerry have been at the same location for over 12 years, and the business originally opened 27 years ago. Here's the thing. Michelle and Jerry know how important their customers are and wanted to offer you more personalized service. As the owners of Crossroads Auto Body Repair, they wanted to provide you with continued great service and add more value to your dollar. Now there's no need to wait so long for a free estimate. We'll get you back on the road. Call Crossroads Auto Body Repair at 530-226-0992. New name, same great service and more. Crossroads Auto Body Repair at 3045 Crossroads Drive. Call 530-226-0992. That's 530-226-0992.
Tonight, Michael Brown joins me here.
The former FEMA director.
Talk show host Michael Brown.
Brownie, now.
Brownie, you're doing a heck of a job.
The Weekend with Michael Brown.
Hey, welcome to The Weekend with Michael Brown, and Happy New Year's Eve, everybody. Yeah, I'm live. I'm back from vacation. You know, it's kind of weird because I'm back from vacation, and I want to talk about vacation for a little bit because it was an eye-opening experience for me. What'd you do, Michael? Did you do something really exciting? No, I didn't do anything. But all I did was I stepped away from show prep because I didn't have any programs for, I mean, I would say 2 weeks. But during those 2 weeks, because of iHeart's holidays, probably only about 6, maybe 8 days of on-air broadcasting that I didn't do. But that 6 or 8 days, I'm not doing show prep. And instead, I'm just kind of living a normal life. Not focused on the news and not focused on anything, but just kind of what's going on in everyday life. And it was truly an eye-opening experience for me. But anyway, I want to talk about that, but let's get the rules of engagement out of the way real quickly. First and foremost, if you want to send me a message, text your message and the word Mike to 33103. That's how you send me text messages. Text your message and the word Mike to 33103. You want to follow me on social media. You want to look at the stories that we put up. You want to follow me on Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, all of those. You simply go to this website, michaelsaysgohere.com. MichaelSaysGoHere.com. So that's all you need to know right there. Boom. If you got all of that and you're listening, then you are a goober. You're a true goober. So let's go back to, and because there's just a whole, I got 1,000 things running through my head, and I'm not sure that I have any sort of order that I want to do them in. But it hit me over the holidays. We're screwed up. We're really screwed up. There are all sorts of microcosm examples. There are macrocosm examples. But what happens when you step away from your routine, which I encourage everyone to do? You know, I'm one of these, true kind of workaholic guys that you give me a task, you give me something, and particularly in radio when I absolutely love what I do, you tend to just dive into it. And so you're swimming in this pool, and you're swimming every day, and you're swimming, and you're doing laps back and forth, and that's all you're doing, until you get out of the pool. I got out of the pool. And getting out of the pool for those almost 2 weeks, 6 to 8 actual work days, was an eye-opening experience for me. And I know many of you are going, well, where the hell have you been, stupid? You know, we're out here living this every day. I know. But I always talk about one of the things that's most important. You know, perception is reality. Perception is reality. And so whatever you perceive things to be, for you, that's your reality. Now, it may not really be reality, but that's how you perceive it. And so for you, in your mind, that's how it is. When you get out of the pool, however I'm going to use that analogy, I don't know where the hell that analogy came from. But when I get out of the pool, when I climb up on the ladder and get out of the pool and I'm drying off and I start looking around, I realize, oh my gosh, things are a lot worse than I expected them to be. So Happy New Year's, everybody. But I think they can be fixed. I'm not quite sure how. The things that run through my head are complicated. They're dangerous. It could go either way. You could go to hell in a handbasket, or we could really come out on top and everything would be great. So let me just go through different things. This is kind of what we're going to do for the next, 2 hours and 11 minutes or so. Is go through different things that on a microcosm level and a macrocosm level show that not just in this country, but around the world, things are really effed up. And some things are effed up in the way that, maybe they don't seem that way to you, but they seem that way to me. And we can certainly have differences of opinion about whether, take Ukraine. I want to talk about Ukraine a little bit. We might have different perspectives about Ukraine, but the reality of what's going on may be a lot different than what the media is telling us. Now, if you've listened to me, for example, those of you listening to me starting tomorrow will be 16 years in radio. For those of you who listened to me all these years, I've often talked about how what we need to do is to understand how or why somebody thinks the way they think in order for us to be able to either understand where they're coming from, debate them on the issues coming from their point of view so that your arguments with them, your debate with them is effective, and you have to learn to listen. And I think that's something that most people have failed to do. We quit listening. Everyone's quit listening. Because we're all in our little, let me just blame two groups, three groups, and it's the cabal. You've heard me talk about the cabal. The cabal is this unholy alliance between big tech, the dominant media, and the ruling elite. And if you don't think there's a ruling elite, then the best example I can give you is the omnibus spending bill that was passed just before Christmas. That is, and I don't remember the exact number. The numbers are so big anymore, it doesn't make any difference anymore. It's like $1.9 trillion. And in an omnibus spending bill, what members of Congress do is, the bill was 4,000 pages long. Now, how many of you, most of you, I'm not picking on you, I'm picking on you. Most of us can't read even a full story in a newspaper anymore, online or electronic. Most of the people who still read books, fiction or nonfiction, but they actually either on a Kindle, an e-reader of some sort, or maybe a physical book. Imagine that, a physical book. Those people read because it's a story, and it's a long story. But we're being fed these little quick sound bites, boom, 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 boom. So you hear about an omnibus spending bill, and it's $1.9 trillion. And the choir over here will bitch and moan about it. The choir over here will sing the Hallelujah chorus about how great it is. And you and I are left here in the middle. And then what we're being told, unless we are truly actively engaged and actively trying to understand what's going on, our perception is determined. Our perception is determined by that cabal that feeds us. They literally feed us. They feed us and they divide us. And I've kind of reached this point where I'm kind of done with it. And while I have always, when I come on radio, I've always just told you exactly what I think, and to hell with whether anybody agrees with it or not. And I think that's been one factor in my success, is just telling you, this is just what I think. Here's why I think this. Here's the reason, the rationale, whatever. And people can debate me on it, and sometimes you'll change my mind, sometimes you won't. But there are a lot of people, to go back to my point about we're in deep doo-doo, there are a lot of people in this country, that have been divided. We have allowed ourselves to be divided by this cabal who tells us that, you know, the other side is evil. And I will say this. Part of the other side is evil. There are people on the other side, and I'm using that very generically, the other side who truly want to do things that I think are evil. Now, over here on my side, where I'm more conservative, libertarian, kind of an individualistic individual, there are evil people on this side, too. Don't get me wrong. There are evil people on this side, too. But that evilness and that cabal use our differences of opinion to divide us. And what's happening as they divide us is that people are suffering. People are truly suffering. And I want to give you an example that you may think is utterly absurd. And it may be occurring in your state too. I haven't found any other state where this is occurring. But it's happening in Colorado. And it's an example of how people on the other side from most of us who are listening to this program right now, who would consider themselves to be conservative slash libertarian slash, you know, the individual is the supreme being. I don't mean supreme being in a theological context. I mean the individual is the supreme being in a country that is supposed to be based on individual liberty and individual freedom. But that's being slowly taken away. And it's being taken away. And it's being taken away by the very people who yell at us all the time about choice in the context of abortion. But my example has nothing to do with abortion, but I'm just using that as an example of how they always scream about choice. That, you know, we're the party, or we're the group, or we're the side that believes in choice, 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 choice. I don't think they do. And they're taking our choices away. And it's not just happening in this country, it's happening all over the country. So when we get back from the break, I'll tell you about an example in Colorado where choice is being taken away and it's hurting people. It's absolutely amazing. But before we go to break, I want to remind you of something. If you or a loved one want to protect yourself against an attack on you personally or a family member, but you don't feel comfortable carrying a gun, then you need to learn about HERO's non-lethal product. HERO is the maker of this award-winning HERO 2020. It's a non-lethal gun, non-lethal, that shoots high-speed projectiles that are filled with pepper powder that explode on impact. So if someone's attacking you, you pull out this HERO, and you fire it, and it covers your attacker in this gel, and it just causes them to writhe in pain. They can't see, they can't hear. It's horrible. I mean, I've watched a demonstration of it. It's just absolutely awful. Gives you time to escape. Gives you time to get out of harm's way. All these products are concealable, and you don't need a carry permit. And right now they have a new product called the Arrow. It looks like the small remote control. It actually looks like a remote control, and it shoots that pepper gel. Both of these guns, the original HERO 2020 and the Arrow, as I said, are non-lethal, but they allow you to defend yourself from a distance. I've got several. I've given several to my friends. My wife carries one. I want you to get one today. I want you to get one for your spouse, your daughter at college, your son working the late shift, or anybody, anyone who needs extra protection. Here's what I want you to do. Go online to hero2020.com, hero2020.com. Use my last name, Brown, for a special discount. That's hero2020.com. Go check it out. State restrictions apply. Stay tuned. I'll be right back.
Hi, this is Matt with Liberty Unabashed, a show on every other Sunday at 8 in the morning. Come check out my music and the deep thought, and let me shatter your paradigm.
Let's get rid of honey. Them traitors think they won, but them patriots coming. You fall for anything if you don't stand for something. Some people say it's time to fight, but ain't about nothing, yeah. And I only bout it, God can't bout it, nothing else. Yeah, it's time to fight. And it don't matter if you're black or white. And I know it's gonna take some sacrifice.
The tradition continues at the Dry Creek Station at 22025 Highway 299 East in Bella Vista, featuring delicious steaks and seafood, chicken, soups, salads, and much more. The Dry Creek Station, family-owned and operated, open since 1992, serving dinner Tuesday through Sunday from 5 to 9 p.m., with happy hour from 3 to 5, and don't miss their fantastic weekend specials. The Dry Creek Station at 22025 Highway 299 East in Bella Vista. So come on down to the Dry Creek Station, where quality and value meet.
KCNR invites you to join us the second Friday of the month, starting at 8 a.m., for the Gorman Law Hour, featuring local attorney Patrick Gorman, a legal expert when it comes to injured workers, compensation claims, and employee claims. So, if you have a legal question or just wonder whether or not you have a legal issue or problem, talk to Patrick Gorman, attorney at law, during the Gorman Law Hour, starting at 8 a.m. the second Friday of the month on KCNR.
Hi, this is Brian Martin, General Manager of River Commons, an independent senior living community. I'm excited to share with you an exclusive program we are currently offering at River Commons called our Moderate Income Program. This is an in-house program offered by Raystone Senior Living. Those who financially qualify for this program will receive a reduced monthly rate. This rate still includes all of our regular services and amenities. Included in the monthly rent are 3 chef-prepared meals daily, weekly housekeeping and linen services, scheduled transportation, activities, utilities, cable TV, an emergency medical pendant, and more. Our community also has a very friendly family feel, all set on beautiful grounds with scenic views. To learn more about our moderate income program, schedule a tour, or lunch plus a tour, please give us a call at 530-221-2121. You can also visit us on our web at river-commons.com. We look forward to hearing from you.
Where do you go in Shasta County to get advice on the best type of firearm to meet your needs and how to safely carry and use it? The answer is to join the revolution at locally owned Bastiani Arms. Bastiani Arms believes in a better way to serve their customers and providing them with all the information needed to make the right decisions before and after the sale. They have a large selection of guns and ammunition and always special discounts for veterans. Self-protection is your right. Join the revolution at Bastiani Arms, 2539 Larkspur Lane in Reading, 222-8222.
Welcome back to the weekend with Michael Brown. Glad to have you with me. Text the word Mike and your message. Text your message and the word Mike to 33103. And be sure to go to the website, michaelsaysgohere.com. So I'm talking about, and someone on the text line left a text message. Goober number 8169 texted that, Mike, always remember, things are never so bad that they can't get worse. And indeed, they may get worse before they get better. But we always need to understand where we are. It goes back to that idea about perception being reality. We need to understand where we are, and we need to understand what's going on around us. And occasionally, like I did, I got to get out of the pool. So I got out of the radio pool for a couple of weeks for vacation, and it gave me the opportunity to kind of look around and from a slower pace, kind of look around and just see, yeah, things do kind of suck. And things are kind of bad for people. And I genuinely feel sorry for people. And what makes me most irritated about it is that we're harming those who can least afford to be harmed. All in the name of whether it's climate change or it's animal welfare or it's, you know, political correctness, whatever, you know, whatever it might be. We're hurting people. In Colorado, here's the headline from the story that I want to tell you about. Colorado's egg supply strained. Eggs, 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 you know, like scrambled eggs, over easy eggs. Colorado's egg supply is strained. New law to allow cage-free eggs only. And there's a picture from some grocery store. It's one of our local stores called King Supers. It's owned by Kroger. And there's a picture of the eggs in the refrigerator section. limit two egg cartons per transaction, which I guess if you wanted to do 10 transactions, you could get 20 cartons of eggs. I don't know how they're going to enforce it, but that's the sign on the refrigerator door. Here's what they've done in Colorado. In Colorado, starting tomorrow, all eggs produced and sold in Colorado must follow this new standard that was set by the Colorado legislature back in July that shifts all egg production in this state and all sales of eggs in this state. So if you are a distributor of eggs and you get your eggs from Texas or New Mexico or Wyoming, wherever the hell you get your eggs from, but you sell your eggs in Colorado, they have to be cage-free. Oh, but Michael, think about the chickens. Think about the hens. Think about the roosters. Oh, think about how lovely it'll be because they'll be out roaming free, and we can go out and they can just roam around anywhere, and we'll have cage-free eggs. Yeah, and you know what's happening? One, there's already a shortage. Two, prices are going to skyrocket, and that's not even counting the cost or the increase in cost of eggs because of inflation in general. But now we have told egg producers, your chickens have to be cage-free, which increases their production costs, which means that those people who buy eggs, who can least afford to buy eggs, are going to pay a higher premium so that somebody can feel good about the freaking chickens. You know, the Bible tells us that God gave us dominion over the animals. And I believe that God giving us, you know, here's the preacher coming out, so hold on. Hallelujah, here we come. A little preaching going on right now. Because I believe that when God gave us dominion over the animals, He gave us dominion over the animals so that we could feed ourselves, so that we'd have something to eat, so that we could have pets, so that humans could have an interaction with animals. Does that mean that God gave us carte blanche to be cruel to animals? No. But it means that if we have to put chickens in cages so that we can have enough eggs to feed ourselves, I don't have a problem with that. I don't have a problem with that. You know, if you want me to get really down and dirty about the whole thing with dominion over the animals, I want you to think about it this way. A lot of people go through life suffering. They have illnesses. They're poorly educated. They have all sorts of things against them. Yet, you know, when they die, by the grace of God, if they believe, then that suffering goes away. It's temporary. Are chickens any less? It's a great example. Well, hang tight. I'll tell you more about why it's a great example on the other side. Because cage-free chickens, what's the real purpose in doing it? I'll be right back.
Tired of overpaying for your cell phone bill? Switch to Consumer Cellular and save up to half on your wireless plan. Their award-winning 100% U.S.-based customer support team makes switching easy. Plus, you can keep your phone in number with no contract or activation fees. They offer unlimited talk and text with a flexible data plan starting at just $20 a month. You can easily add your family and friends to your plan for just $15 a month per line. Never worry about dropped calls. Consumer Cellular has the exact same coverage as the major carriers to over 99% of the nation. This is all backed by their 100% risk-free guarantee. Join the millions of others who have switched. Go to consumercellular.com/radio25. And for a limited time, get $25 off when you use promo code radio25.
That's consumercellular.com/radio25. Promo code radio25.
KCNR 96.5 FM, AM 1460, and online at kcnr1460.com. Join Sue McClain weekday mornings from 6 to 7 for the Sue McClain News Hour, where you'll hear the up-to-the-minute local news, national and international news, weather, sports, and a whole lot more. Followed by Free Fire Radio from 7 a.m. to 9 a.m. with Carl and Linda Bach. From 9 to noon, be informed and laugh along with Armstrong and Getty, equal opportunity critics. From noon to 3, learn how to get out of debt with Dave Ramsey. From 3 to 6, don't miss constitutional expert Mark Levin. Monday through Thursday nights, starting at 6 p.m., we have local shows featuring everything from the paranormal, local history, North State Now, and unsung heroes of our area. From 7 to 9, tune in to Ben Shapiro, your local downtown radio station, KCNR 96.5 FM, AM 1460, and online at kcnr1460.com.
Clean Car Wash at 1210 Market Street in downtown Reading has the perfect gift this holiday season. Car wash packages starting at just $9. Buy 5 car wash coupons and get one free. Or buy 10 and get 3 free. Quick and Clean All Cloth Car Wash at Market and Eureka Way in downtown Reading has the perfect gift for Christmas or for your car or truck. Stop by 1210 Market Street in downtown Reading. Quick and Clean.
Hi, this is Mark from Haven Humane Society. It has been a challenging couple of years, and through it all, our amazing team has continued to save lives. We have so many fantastic animals that are looking for their forever homes, and with adoption fees so low, now is the time to add to your family. With puppies, kittens, dogs, cats, and so many more, we have the perfect addition. Come join our team as a volunteer and help in an area that works for you. Walking dogs, socializing cats, helping in our veterinary hospital, or folding laundry. We have many opportunities and welcome all volunteers. For more information, please visit our website at havenhumane.org or follow us on Facebook. On behalf of the entire Haven team, thank you for all of your continued support as together we get closer every day to North State with no more homeless pets.
Happy holidays from our Home Helpers family to yours. At Home Helpers, we are proud to help your loved ones celebrate this holiday season from the safety and comfort of their own homes. We are equally proud of the men and women who can't be with us. To the bravest among us, far from home serving our country this holiday season, to all members of the military in all branches, past and present, and those who made the ultimate sacrifice, with respect, gratitude, and love, we thank you. Happy holidays from all of us at Home Helpers. Life takes you to unexpected places. Love brings you home.
What is happening in the state of Jefferson? To find out, listen to the Jefferson State of Mind program Sunday mornings at 9 a.m. on KCNR with your hosts Wayne Carpenter and Terry Raposa. To catch up on past broadcasts or to listen anytime, go to kcnr1460.com and click on the archives link.
ACA, come out and play. Have you seen the bill? We all have to pay. The time has come. 51 in a Jefferson state of mind.
Every Monday from 6 to 8 p.m., join us at Radio Wasteland, your local guide to the unexplained and the unknown. Each week, we cover all things unexplained, from the moving stars in the sky to the things that go bump in the night. Visit us as we explore these topics and more as our in-studio team digs deeper with featured guests and listener call-ins. Mondays are rough, but now your overworked brain has a chance for some sweet relief with Radio Wasteland.
Radio Wasteland, Mondays at 6 on KCNR.
At Cornerstone Community Bank, you're more than just a customer. You're our friends, neighbors, the local businesses where we shop, and the restaurants where we dine. Your success strengthens our community. Come meet our amazing teams in Reading, Red Bluff, and our newest location in Anderson, and find out why we are more than banking. Cornerstone Community Bank, member FDIC and equal housing lender.
Tonight, Michael Brown joins me here.
The former FEMA director.
Talk show host, Michael Brown.
Brownie!
Now.
Brownie, you're doing a heck of a job.
The Weekend with Michael Brown.
Welcome back to The Weekend with Michael Brown. Glad to have you with me. Happy New Year's, everybody. So I've been on vacation. And during that time, the analogy I was using was I got out of the swimming pool for a while, and I looked around, and not being immersed in work, 8 days a week, it dawned on me that, and I look, this is not like a news flash. I know that a lot of people have been suffering. But the point I'm trying to make is the suffering is completely unnecessary. Totally unnecessary. And the ruling elite and the dominant media and the tech giants, all of the people that we seem to have no control over whatsoever, are doing this to us. And it's deliberate, and it's on purpose, and it is the natural evolution of a constitutional republic into some sort of Marxist state. And it starts, I know you think this is hilarious, but it starts with chickens. Chickens. Some liberal do-gooder, bleeding heart, numbskull. Gee, I wish I could curse on the air sometimes. Thinks that somehow making chickens cage-free is somehow going to improve the quality of a life of an animal that God gave us in order to produce food for us to eat. Now, I'm fortunate. Now, I suppose there is some point where I can't afford eggs anymore. But I'm fortunate that the cost increase in eggs is something that I can absorb. But if you're a single father or a single mother, or you're, you know, a family of four that's living paycheck to paycheck, and you're trying to feed your family nutritious meals so that your kids can actually, you know, succeed in school when schools are open, then one of the things you might do is you might fix them, you know, scrambled eggs for breakfast. Or really the best way to eat breakfast is at night. All eggs in Colorado that are either produced in Colorado or laid somewhere else and imported into this dumbass state have to be labeled to indicate that they meet that standard that the Colorado legislature has established and that the Department of Regulatory, whatever, the DORA, whatever we call it in Colorado, and that owners cannot knowingly sell or transfer. You know, this sounds like it's drugs, if we treated fentanyl the same way we treat eggs, we might not have a fentanyl problem. All eggs must be labeled to indicate they meet the standard, the agency wrote on its website, and business owners cannot knowingly sell or transport eggs or egg products produced by a farmer that does not meet the Colorado standard. Screw the Colorado standard. You know what I want? I want an egg. I don't care whether it's a brown egg, a white egg. I don't care whether the chicken's been caged or uncaged. I don't care whether the chicken's running around in somebody's backyard. I don't care. And neither should you. But you know who should care the least? Are the freaking Colorado state legislators that somehow, and Colorado's dominated by Democrats, so let's just call a spade here. They are Democrats. And these Democrats have decided that it's better that we have cage-free chickens because you know what? They care more about the chicken than they do you. That's a horrible problem in this country. Because we can take this one example and we can extrapolate it out to 1,000 things going on in this country. And it's got to stop. It's got to stop. Now, we can debate, maybe next weekend, we can debate how do we stop it. But like an alcoholic has to first admit that we have a problem, we've got to admit that we've got a serious problem. This story in one of the local newspapers says this. While egg prices are changing on grocery store shelves, at least one Denver area farmer has struggled for months not to raise prices. Paul Flesher, the founder and owner of Flesher Family Farms, said the prices of poultry feed for their chickens and ducks have increased by about 20%, which has caused them to finally raise their prices from $6 for 12 eggs to $7 for 12 eggs. The farm's customers are largely within a 10 to 15 mile radius of a farm in Lakewood, which is a suburb of Denver, Colorado. He says that the requirement to move to cage-free is not something he's worried about because the term cage-free is meant to sound better than it seems, according to him, who uses organic and regenerative practices at his farm. They also got through the rise of the avian flu without any issues. So it's something to make us feel good that added to inflation is going to increase the price of eggs. Nobody cares. And in Colorado, the people who claim, the Democrats in the Colorado legislature, the very same people, by the way, let me give you a compare and contrast. The very same people that are raising taxes on the people of the state of Colorado in order to provide, you know, early government-provided education from birth, maybe to death, I don't know. Those same people that are raising taxes who claim to care about early childhood education, which is something we should care about, are going to make it harder and harder for people. You see, this is a cycle. It's a cycle. And the cycle here, the egg and the early childhood education. Now, I know people are thinking to themselves right now, oh, my God, he's really gone off the deep end now. Because he's going to tie the price of chickens and eggs to early childhood education? Think about this. What do progressive Marxist Democrats need to survive? They need dependency. And we've gotten to the point where we are so dependent that they, on the one hand, are going to take additional money out of my paycheck and all the workers in Colorado. It doesn't make any difference how much you earn. They're going to take it out of your paycheck in order to provide more government schools because you won't be able to send your kid to a private school or a parochial school, or you won't be able to exercise school choice in Colorado, and you can't feed your child anyway because, well, the price of eggs are too high. But don't worry about that, because they also are going to provide free lunches. Let me rephrase that. They're going to provide free meals in those government-run schools. So you raise the price of eggs, you raise my taxes, and every single one of those things are designed to give the government more control over every aspect of your life. And to remember, I talked earlier at the beginning of the hour about how they divide us. This is a way to divide us between those of us who might yawn and say, oh, price of eggs, who cares? I can pay for it. Oh, so my taxes have gone up by a half of a percent. I don't care. Yeah, well, you should care, because there are a lot of people who can't afford that. And so they're forcing those people into, well, I can't feed my child at home, so I'm going to depend upon the schools to feed my child. And I'm going to depend upon those who are still working to provide all of that tax revenue to not only provide the government-run school, but now the government-provided meals in the schools. It's a funnel. Think of it as a funnel. You've got all of these people, taxpayers and non-taxpayers, wealthy and non-wealthy, rich and poor, all sorts of demographics, all three races, and they're just poured into this funnel. And as you go through that funnel is like, it's not just a single funnel. It's like, well, it's more like a meat grinder, I should say. They throw you into the meat grinder. And some of you get spit out over here, and because now you're on the low end of the totem pole in terms of economics, or in terms of, you know, social status, or whatever it might be, you get thrown over here. And then those of us who have to pay for everything else get thrown over here. Yet at some point, those of us over here who keep paying for everything start dropping out of the workforce, particularly those of us who are boomers. we're leaving the workforce. We're walking away because of age or other factors. We're making that choice. And as that choice continues to be made, that funnel, that meat grinder, there are fewer and fewer taxpayers, but there are more and more people dependent upon the government. And eggs are a great example of that. You know, the other thing about cage-free eggs is, and this gets to my point about how difficult it is to ascertain reality from what they want you to believe. Because cage-free is not some, you know, 40 acres and a mule. It is not that. It's not 640, there's not 640 acres, it's not a square mile. No, it's still a building. They're still enclosed. Because think about if they were truly cage-free and they were just allowed to roam anywhere on a plot of land. Think of the labor costs it would take to retrieve the eggs laid by those hens. It'd be cost prohibitive. Cage-free is still an enclosed space. There's a small area where they can push past each other. They might see some sunlight. But what most people believe and what they want you to believe is that cage-free refers to free-ranging farms, which is not what it is to the regulatory agencies and the producers. But you have to do your research to find that out. So while people in Colorado, well, I shouldn't say people, while this one group of people, this choir over here, is singing the hallelujah chorus about cage-free eggs and how wonderful it is for the animals and how great it is, and this choir over here on the other side is singing some requiem for a funeral, talking about how stupid everything is, and the great masses in the middle are going, well, what do I believe? What do I believe? They're also thinking, the great masses between those two choirs, how do I feed my kids? How do I guarantee that they get a good education? What do I do to make sure that their lives turn out to be better than our lives? Which is the goal of every parent. The goal of every parent is for their child to live a better, more prosperous, more productive life than we do. And that cabal is making it more and more difficult every single day. Text the word Mike in your message to 33103. Go to this website, michaelsaysgohere.com, where you can follow me on. In fact, I just put a new picture up on Instagram. You can do all of that. And when we get back, let me tell you what these two choirs are singing. I'll be right back.
It's the season of giving.
Let's see. Sweater for Mom. Video game for Jake.
But it can be dangerously easy to give away more than you mean to.
My maiden name for someone named Andy. My airline miles for a woman named Sarah.
More online shopping for gifts and travel can mean more exposed personal info.
Credit card security code for Gina? Wait, I don't know what Gina.
LifeLock makes it easy to help protect yourself. If you become an identity theft victim, a dedicated U.S.-based identity restoration specialist will work to fix it on your behalf. No one can prevent all identity theft or monitor all transactions at all businesses, but with LifeLock by Norton, you've got identity theft protection all wrapped up all year round.
What else? I know I'm forgetting something.
It's LifeLock. You're forgetting LifeLock. Better not forget to save big with up to 25% off your first year at LifeLock.com with promo code NEWS. That's 25% off with promo code NEWS.
Every Monday from 6 to 8 p.m., join us at Radio Wasteland, your local guide to the unexplained and the unknown. Each week we cover all things unexplained, from the moving stars in the sky to the things that go bump in the night. Visit us as we explore these topics and more as our in-studio team digs deeper with featured guests and listener call-ins. Mondays are rough, but now your overworked brain has a chance for some sweet relief with Radio Wasteland.
Radio Wasteland, Mondays at 6 on KCNR.
Hey, this is Doug Tooley with PNC Satellite. Are you ready to get a head start on this season's infamous wish list? Then it's about time you do something different this holiday season. If you can't see the difference, why pay the difference? Switch to Dish this holiday season for a great deal. Call BNT Satellite at 241-DISH. That's 241-3474. From all of us at BNT Satellite, Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year. Call me, Doug Tooley, 241-DISH. That's 241-3474. Or visit us on the internet at btsatellite.com.
BNT Satellite is a DISH authorized retailer. Restrictions apply. Ask for details.
This is Ted Leidy with Northern Firearms Instruction. Obtaining a California concealed weapons license will allow the licensed individual to transport a listed handgun in their vehicle or on their person in public. For application instructions, training, and other information, contact NFI at 530-999-1822 or visit us online at usgunpro.com. This is Ted Leidy, and remember, it's our right and our responsibility.
Shasta College is now offering 2 years of free tuition for full-time students. The Shasta College Promise Program is perfect for that returning student looking to complete a degree or certificate. Spring semester begins January 17th. Advance your career, learn a new skill, or get transfer ready this year. Shasta College offers more 8-week compressed, fully online, or in-person classes available to easily fit your schedule. Classes fill quickly. Enroll at ShastaCollege.edu today or give us a call. The opportunity of a lifetime is now.
Gold Leaf Nursery has you covered. Protect your citrus tree and frost tender shrubs from freezing. Gold Leaf Nursery has frost cloth in assorted sizes and custom cut sizes up to 12 feet wide. Just arrived. Living Christmas trees. Choose from Colorado blue spruce, baby blue spruce, Norway spruce, dwarf Alberta fir trees, and fat Albert blue spruce. Tis the season to be freezing. So don't forget to cover up with frost cloth. Gold Leaf Nursery is open Wednesday through Saturday, 8 to 5. We're located at 6186 Churn Creek Road across from the Tucker Oaks Golf Course.
The tradition continues at the Dry Creek Station at 22025 Highway 299 East in Bella Vista, featuring delicious steaks and seafood, chicken, soups, salads, and much more. The Dry Creek Station, family-owned and operated, open since 1992, serving dinner Tuesday through Sunday from 5 to 9 p.m., with happy hour from 3 to 5, and don't miss their fantastic weekend specials. The Dry Creek Station at 22025 Highway 299 East in Bella Vista. So come on down to the Dry Creek Station, where quality and value meet.
Of a chicken, a chicken farm, a chicken production facility. And it's one of these facilities that, if you've ever been around one of these chicken farms, or for that matter, a hog farm, you know that they are mass produced. And they're mass produced because it's necessary in order to feed a population. A population now of what? It was six or eight billion people on the earth. And so, yes, in order to mass produce some of that food, to mass produce your bacon, your eggs, hamburger meat, whatever it might be, it may be uncomfortable to actually understand where that comes from. But that's an aspect of modern life that we have to learn to accept. Because without that mass production, the cost of the food that we consume would be so prohibitively high that we couldn't afford to feed ourselves. So what's the alternative? Well, there is an alternative in the sense that you can, for example, the farmer that I was describing in Lakewood, Colorado, you could buy from him. But not everybody can buy from him. There aren't enough hens. there aren't enough of those farmers that are providing to a local market. And if you don't have enough farmers providing to a local market, then you're not going to have the food. I'd make a joke here about whether it's a chicken and egg problem. But it is a chicken and egg problem. So most of us don't want to know. Most people don't want to know. I understand exactly where my food comes from. And I say that not to be arrogant, not to be boastful, but I say that because I'm particular about where I buy my food. I'm particular about the food that I purchase, where it comes from. But that misses the entire point. And the entire point is simply this. Not everybody can do what I do. People need to have choices. And when you start limiting choices, and when those choices are limited by government, by people in government who are subjected to the whims of pop culture or the latest fad or the latest feel-good policy like caged free chickens, I guarantee to you that I could take you to a caged free chicken facility versus another facility where chickens are mass produced, and you would think to yourself, there's de minimis difference. Yeah, one's more costly than the other. But in Colorado, they've eliminated those choices. You see, the more we think about that meat grinder or that funnel, the more we recognize, and this is the realization that, I mean, it wasn't something I didn't know, but it was something that really hit me while I've been off air. And that is, the most dangerous thing happening to us now is that we are getting fewer and fewer choices. We should live in based on a morally based free market system. We should be living in a world. We should be living in a country in particular where choices are expanding, where choices are growing, where the free market is allowed to pursue its self-interest, giving us, by doing so, more and more choices. Well, what's happening is government is on the mission of taking away those choices. Fewer and fewer choices means less and less freedom. That's the danger we face. I'll be right back.
Tired of overpaying for your cell phone bill? Switch to Consumer Cellular and save up to half on your wireless plan. Their award-winning 100% U.S.-based customer support team makes switching easy. Plus, you can keep your phone in number with no contract or activation fees. They offer unlimited talk and text with a flexible data plan starting at just $20 a month. You can easily add your family and friends to your plan for just $15 a month per line. Never worry about dropped calls. Consumer Cellular has the exact same coverage as the major carriers to over 99% of the nation. This is all backed by their 100% risk-free guarantee. Join the millions of others who have switched. Go to consumercellular.com/radio25, and for a limited time, get $25 off when you use promo code radio25. That's consumercellular.com/radio25. Promo code
radio25.
Hi, this is Matt. I'm your host of Liberty Unabashed. A new show on Sundays, 8 to 9. We're going to have some good music, some deep thought, and I hope you check us out.
It's time to put a stop to boring Christmases, gift giving, and mass-produced items, and take a trip to Memory Lane. Memory Lane Antiques and Vintage makes gift giving easy. We have something for everyone. Antique carnival glass, superhero collectibles, beautiful jewelry, vintage clothing, and best of all, it's all in one location. You don't have to break the budget this holiday season to give somebody something they'll cherish. Memory Lane Antiques and Vintage in the Shasta Gate.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Breaking news this hour at townhall.com. I'm Bob Agnew in Washington. Pope Emeritus Benedict XVI has died. The German theologian who succeeded Pope John Paul II was 95. Here's correspondent Paul Adams.
A prolific author and musician with a particular love of Mozart, Joseph Ratzinger led the Catholic Church for 8 years. But his decision to become the first pope in nearly 600 years to resign proved more memorable than a lifetime of scholarship. After John Paul died in 2005, it took just 4 ballots for white smoke to emerge from the Sistine Chapel, announcing Cardinal Ratzinger's election.
The retired pope's health had worsened during the past week. He stepped down from the office of the papacy in February of 2013. New Year's Eve celebrations are underway in major metropolitan areas across the Asia-Pacific region. In New York last night,
3, 2, 1,
a rehearsal for tonight's event. Countdown Entertainment's Jeffrey Strauss.
You'll see fireworks in London, fireworks in Sydney, fireworks in Hong Kong, fireworks in Moscow. It's only here in New York City that you see this Times Square Waterford Crystal Ball and all those people kissing and celebrating, filled with love for 2023.
This marks the first New Year's celebration without COVID-19 restrictions since the pandemic began back in 2020. Former U.S. Senator Jim Talent says House members holding up election of Kevin McCarthy as Speaker, putting him in a no-win situation.
If you give them some big substantive, you know, concession because they do this, all you're going to do is encourage other small rump groups in the conference to do exactly the same thing, and you can't lead doing that.
Talent is urging McCarthy's opponents to accept him as Speaker for the sake of party unity, knowing they'll have other opportunities to leverage their support for concessions over the next 2 years, given the slim Republican majority. Talent was interviewed this week by the Salem Radio Network, and this is townhall.com.
Sleep Financial Group is not a law firm.
This story is called The Ugly Truth About Timeshare. If you think you've done your family a favor by buying a timeshare, you need my help. Hello, I'm Chuck McDowell, CEO and founder of Wesley Financial Group. 10 years ago, I started helping folks cancel their timeshare. And in the process, started what's now called the timeshare cancellation industry. Timeshare is the only thing that you can buy that you can't tell me how much it's going to cost or when it's going to end. When you buy a timeshare, you give them a blank check to fill out any amount they want for annual maintenance and assessment fees. The crazy thing is, this never ends. Even when you die, your family's now going to be stuck with this burden. Stop the insanity today. Call my office now. If we take you as a client, I guarantee we'll cancel your timeshare or you'll pay nothing.
Call for your free information kit. 800-626-5252. That's 800-626-5252. 800-626-5252.
Taiwan will extend its compulsory military service from 4 months to a year starting in 2024.
It's one of the major steps the self-governed island is taking to address military, diplomatic, and trade pressure from China. President Tsai Ing-wen announced a comprehensive set of policies that aims to revamp overall training for the military and strengthen the island's reserves forces. The longer service applies to men born after 2005, and will start on January 1st, 2024.
That's correspondent Jeremy House reporting. Volkswagen is recalling nearly 42,000 Beetles in the U.S. and Canada because they have potentially dangerous Takata airbag inflators. The recall covers Beetles from the 2015 and 2016 model years. The National Highway Traffic Safety Administration says the inflators could explode with too much force. Breaking news and analysis at townhall.com. Nearly 2 years into the Biden administration, the southern U.S. border is as porous as ever. Former Acting Commissioner of Customs and Border Protection Mark Morgan told the Salem Radio Network this week the numbers are staggering.
In under 24 months, that we've experienced almost 5 million total encounters
plus another 1.1 million gotaways. So we've surpassed 6 million total encounters plus gotaways in less than 24 months.
Former Deputy National Security Advisor K.T. McFarland says the Democrats' lax enforcement of the border has allowed Mexican cartels to flood the country with illegal drugs.
So the drugs are made in China. They're brought across the border by the drug cartels, and then they're all across the American country, to the point where one American dies every 7 minutes.
McFarland notes that amounts to a nationwide death toll each year that's twice the number of all Americans lost in the entire Vietnam War. More on these stories at townhall.com.
Hi, Bob the Drop here. The other day I had a close encounter with my friends from Mars. I visited them a few years back, and they discovered the great taste of Mount Shasta spring water. Well, I guess they ran out, so they came back to Earth to get some more. I reminded them it comes from a protected spring at the base of Mount Shasta, and it's bottled at the source. I guess they just didn't get the part about us delivering right to your door. Have your own close encounter by calling 1-800-922-6227 to get some of the best tasting water in the galaxy. Pure and simple, naturally, the best Mount Shasta spring water.
KCNR invites you to join us the second Friday of the month starting at 8 a.m. for the Gorman Law Hour featuring local attorney Patrick Gorman, a legal expert when it comes to injured workers, compensation claims, and employee claims. So, if you have a legal question or just wonder whether or not you have a legal issue or problem, talk to Patrick Gorman, attorney at law, during the Gorman Law Hour starting at 8 a.m. the second Friday of the month on KCNR.
Tonight, Michael Brown joins me here.
The former FEMA director.
Talk show host Michael Brown.
Brownie.
Now.
Brownie, you're doing a heck of a job.
The Weekend with Michael Brown.
Hey, welcome to The Weekend with Michael Brown. Glad to have you with me. Happy New Year's weekend, everyone. You know, I really hope everyone, I sincerely hope everyone's New Year is prosperous and that it brings about whatever it is that you're looking for. Everyone's looking for something different. Whatever it is you're looking for, I hope it happens in 2023. Sincerely do. So here are the rules of engagement for the program. Real easy. You text your message and the word Mike to this number, 33103. 33103 is the number. I read every single text. I read text messages all through while I was on vacation too. This is fascinating because people listen to the program on podcasts or they go back and they listen to it. It's fascinating to read the text messages that you get when you're not on air. Just as fascinating as the ones I get when I am on air. And, of course, if you go to this website and you can follow me on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter, the website is michaelsaysgohere.com. michaelsaysgohere.com. So in this... kind of theme of this weekend's program, of me having gotten out of the pool, the swimming pool of doing radio 6 days a week, and instead just stepping back and being able to kind of live the things that I talk about. I came to a realization that some of you may be going, oh, well, where the hell have you been? But this realization that it really is to some degree worse than I thought it was. You know, it's New Year's weekend and we're all supposed to be, you know, optimistic and happy and looking forward to a prosperous, happy New Year, all that. Well, I am. I sincerely am, but I'm also realistic. And I'm realistic enough to think that at some point in the very near future, we're going to reach a tipping point. Because the other thing that I discovered while I was out and about and traveling, went to Phoenix and Scottsdale for a few days, just been traveling around, is that people's patience and people's tolerance for the things that government, and it seems like government permeates everything that we do, the people's patience and tolerance for that is beginning to rapidly diminish. Let me talk about Arizona for a second. Because having spent several days, let's see, five, 6 days, 5 nights, 5 days, 4 nights, whatever it was, in Scottsdale. And talking to people about what went on with the Katie Dobbs and Kerry Lake gubernatorial race, I came to this conclusion. Nobody, I don't think anybody has any faith whatsoever in our election and balloting system. Two different things, our election system and our balloting system. Now, before you jump to a conclusion that I think that in Arizona, for example, there was enough cheating to go on to change the outcome, let me tell you what I think. I think that's probably likely. I do think that in Maricopa County, the most populous county in Arizona, where there were enough shenanigans going on, that I think that the outcome of that gubernatorial election in Arizona may have been different than what it was. And you might go, oh my God, there's Michael Brown's turned into another conspiracy theorist. No, but here's the problem. The problem is, if you don't have any sort of faith in either the election system or the balloting system, if you don't have faith in that, and if you don't think that it's working the way it's supposed to do, and if you think that it is subjected to manipulation, it is perfectly rational for someone to believe that perhaps the outcome would have been different, but for the manipulation and the cheating that went on. Here's the problem. The balloting system and the counting system has got to get revamped. The place for that to be revamped is in the state legislatures. Now let's compare and contrast for a moment. Ron DeSantis in Florida. Florida, where we had the 2000, do you remember 2000 and the Hanging Chads? Bush v. Gore? Do you remember that election? That boiled down to two or three counties in Florida. Broward County, Palm Beach County, and I forget the third one. But there were three predominant counties in Florida that in 2000 gave us the Supreme Court case of Bush v. Gore and if you're too young to remember this, Florida had a punch balloting system where you would walk in, you would get your ballot. Your ballot in one county would be different from another county because your county, let's say you're in Broward County, Florida, you would have certain, you know, countywide issues and certain municipal issues. It would vary even among cities in that county. And that would be completely different from Palm Beach County. And so you would get your paper ballot and you would put it in this machine and you would click. And you would click these little buttons that were supposedly like a hole punch and would punch a hole in that ballot so that then a machine could read those holes in your ballot and it would tabulate the holes. There's this iconic photograph of this goober election official after they had some ballots, they started doing the recount, and they were trying to determine whether some ballots had been properly punched or not because the machines didn't completely punch the hole out for your choice. And thus we got the Hanging Chad. And the Hanging Chad was that little tiny piece of paper that was still attached to the ballot. Now it was pretty clear that if there were no other holes punched on that line, that Hanging Chad, well, that's what you intended to vote. But that became the issue. Was that Hanging Chad really a vote or not a vote? It was stupid. It was utterly stupid. So now, anyway, we get Bush v. Gore, and the United States Supreme Court upholds that the recount had been done. It was over. You couldn't just keep recounting and recounting and recounting, trying to get the result that you wanted. So after the one recount's done, boom, that's what the state statute says, over, Bush wins. Now, independent newspapers went back and studied all of the ballots. They did their own audit, and they also determined that Bush won Florida. So despite all, I find this hilarious that in 2000, Democrats were just bemoaning and crying about, oh, my God, you know, Bush cheated and Bush didn't win legitimately and he wasn't a legitimate president and blah, 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 blah. Oh, my, how times have changed. Because now I look at ballots and I look at how ballots are drawn out and it takes 5, 6, 7, 14 days sometimes to get the results of ballots. And you have ballot boxes show up that disappeared, that you didn't know where they were. There's no chain of custody. There's nothing that shows that those boxes were locked or how they were counted. You've got the machines that can be, the software can be manipulated. You've got all of these problems. And that's what we saw in Arizona. So now let's flip back to Florida again. In Florida, Ron DeSantis runs the table. He literally runs the table. He wins where Republicans have never won before. Well, I shouldn't say never, but where traditionally Republicans haven't won. Miami-Dade County, Palm Beach County, where all the liberals from that, you know, move down from New York or the East Coast, end up in Palm Beach County or Miami-Dade County. And he wins by a landslide. What did you not hear about Florida? What? What did you not hear? You didn't hear anyone, either in the cabal, the dominant media, the big tech companies, or even the ruling elite, questioning the integrity of that election. So it can be done. And you can get the results in one of the country's most populous states. You can get the results, and you can get the results quickly. Now go to Arizona. Arizona, a state that's flipping back and forth between blue and red. It's purple like Colorado used to be before we went full blue. In Arizona, you have software that's questionable. You have tabulators that are questionable. You have all of these problems, and nothing gets fixed. Therefore, opening the can of worms for rational or irrational people to question the integrity of an election. And when you question the integrity of elections, when you no longer have confidence in the balloting procedures, when you no longer believe, and this is just from my observation of just talking to just people on the street, acquaintances, family members, others in Arizona, they all to a T, yeah, I don't know what to believe about this election. I don't know what to believe about our system. I don't know what to believe about our balloting processes. I don't know what to believe. Do I think there was cheating? Yeah, I kind of think there was. Other people, I don't know that there were, but I don't know if there was cheating, but I don't have confidence that it was on the up and up. There's nothing more insidious and dangerous to a constitutional republic like ours than people not having integrity or belief in the integrity of our balloting system. Who's driving that? Well, here's a case where you can look to Florida and you can say, well, the legislature there, after the fiasco in 2000, some 22 years ago, fixed the problem. You go to Arizona, a Republican-controlled legislature, and they haven't fixed the problem. You see, the problem lies on both sides of the aisle. Because we have decided that. I got to take a break here. But when we get back, I want to tell you briefly about, I want to tie Sam Bankman-Fried or whatever his name is, FBF, SFB, SBF, whatever. I'm going to tie him and cryptocurrency as an example of why we don't have integrity or belief or confidence in our systems. But I also want to remind you that if you want to protect yourself against an attack on you personally or a family member, look, we had a lot of stories that I'm going to get to about crime over the past 2 weeks. But if you don't feel comfortable carrying a gun, I want you to learn about HEROES non-lethal products. HERO is the maker of these award-winning non-lethal guns that shoot high-speed projectiles that are filled with this pepper gel that is absolutely just horrible. It's non-lethal, but you'll wish you were dead. It causes unbearable pain. Your skin is just like it's on fire. You collapse to the ground. And that's what happens to your assailant if you find yourself under attack and you use these HERO products. They give you time to escape. Both of the products the HERO has, they have the original HERO 2020, and they have the new Arrow, which is the size of a remote control. Both of them are non-lethal. They allow you to defend yourself from a distance. I have them. My wife has them. I've gotten them for friends. I want you to get one today for yourself, for your spouse, for a loved one, maybe an elderly neighbor, whoever it might be. Go online to this website, hero2020.com. Hero2020.com. Use my last name as a coupon for a special discount. Hero2020.com. State restrictions may apply. Hang tight. I'll be right back.
Premier, your friendly old change. Premier in all we do.
Many accidents are caused by worn wiper blades. Let's face it, it's just uncomfortable when you're driving in the rain, snow, fog, and everything else in between with worn wiper blades. At Premier Oil Change, when you buy one wiper blade, you get the second blade free. Yes, now through January 7th, you buy one wiper blade and get the second one free for as little as $15.99. At Premier Oil Change, we make maintaining your car easy. There's no need for an appointment, and you don't drop your car off or wait. Just pull in, enjoy a free beverage with free Wi-Fi while our trained technicians perform our comprehensive 30-point certified service. Earn free oil changes with Premier Rewards. Learn more at PremierOilChange.com or visit us in Palisadro. Premier is in the Holiday Market Shopping Center or in Reading on Lake Boulevard next to Waterworks Park. Also in Anderson across from Round Table Pizza. All locations, you get a free car wash with every oil change. Home of the friendly oil change.
Shasta College is now offering 2 years of free tuition for full-time students. The Shasta College Promise Program is perfect for that returning student looking to complete a degree or certificate. Spring semester begins January 17th. Advance your career, learn a new skill, or get transfer ready this year. Shasta College offers more 8-week compressed, fully online, or in-person classes available to easily fit your schedule. Classes fill quickly. Enroll at ShastaCollege.edu today or give us a call. The opportunity of a lifetime is now.
Hi friends, this is RC with Tobacco and Brew. This month's cigar of the humidor, La Gloria Cubana S, San Andres. A new offering from La Gloria Cubana, draped in a dark, oily San Andres wrapper, direct from the volcanic and potassium-rich soil of Mexico, rolled at the El Credito factory in the lush valleys of the Dominican Republic, where their motto is, one factory, 100 artisans, one goal, to craft the most exquisite cigars on the planet. Get yours today at Tobacco and Brew, Redding, California.
Join Aaron Ryan and Bill Cundiff for We the People Radio every Sunday from noon until 2. Our expert guests will give you the whole story rather than a bunch of sound bites. Our commercial-free archives are always available at wethepeopleradio.us.
Sponsored in part by Pape Machinery, located at 3119 Twinview Boulevard, for all your local John Deere Ag and Turf products. Join us every Sunday from noon until 2, wethepeopleradio.us.
What shall we do about this?
When people ask me for a recommendation for a heating or air conditioning company, I always say Alliance Heating and Air. Why? Well, they've been taking care of our HVAC system for 14 years. Professional, friendly, and willing to go to the extra step for their customers. I have found no problem too difficult or too minor for them to repair. I recommend Alliance Heating and Air with no reservations. You can reach them at 530-221-2642 or online at homecomfort.org. And they have 24/7 emergency assistance. Alliance Heating and Air.
Hey, welcome to the weekend with Michael Brown. Glad to have you with me. Happy New Year's weekend, everyone. So you compare and contrast Arizona and Florida. Florida saw, look, we have a problem with people having a feeling of legitimacy of how our election and balloting systems work. So the Florida legislature, both Democrats and Republicans, set about correcting that because they knew that without people not having a feeling of legitimacy about how an election or balloting is conducted, that at some point those institutions in Florida will begin to collapse and fall apart, and government will lose its ability to govern. Some people may think that's a good thing, but I don't believe in anarchy. Then you fast forward 22 years later to Arizona, and we've gotten to the point where we rely so much on a computer system, so much on something that we can't see, algorithms. As someone texted me, why do we need algorithms? You don't need an algorithm. You need something that just tabulates. Yeah, just tabulates. You know, one of the way we vote in Douglas County, Colorado, where I live in Colorado, is now I'm not going to talk about the mail balloting because that's a whole other issue. But let's just talk about the ballot itself for a moment. So in Colorado, in Douglas County, I get a ballot, and yes, little circles. So if I want to vote for John Doe or Joe Smith or Michael Brown, I take an ink pen or a number two pencil, and I fill in that little circle. And you can't get out of the lines. You got to draw within the lines. But I draw within the lines, and I mark every line. And then that's put into a machine that simply reads the markings. That's all it does. There's no algorithm. It's just simply a program that says, I'm looking for, on every line, the code just says on every line, I'm looking for one circle that's marked in. And if on one line I get two circles, the ballot's rejected. It's pretty simple. I actually believe in Colorado that the ballots in Colorado are counted appropriately. It's somewhat of a manual system, albeit conducted by a computer, because all the computer is doing is just simply tabulating. And you don't need an algorithm to do that. You simply need a program that says, on every line, look for a marked circle. So now you get to Arizona. And again, let's set aside the balloting system and instead think about the counting system. In Arizona, you have all these algorithms, and you have software that apparently you can't have access to. Well, the minute you tell me that I can't have access to something that is government-related, other than something that's top secret, has national security implications, you turn on my radar, and my radar goes straight up. What are you hiding? That's what we have to fix. It's government hiding everything. It's the weekend with Michael Brown. Stay tuned. We're talking about me getting out of the swimming pool for 2 weeks and what I saw. I'll be right back.
Hey. the season of giving.
Let's see. Sweater for Mom, video game for Jake.
But it can be dangerously easy to give away more than you mean to.
My maiden name for someone named Andy. My airline miles for a woman named Sarah.
More online shopping for gifts and travel can mean more exposed personal info.
Credit card security code for Gina? Wait, I don't know what Gina...
LifeLock makes it easy to help protect yourself. If you become an identity theft victim, a dedicated U.S.-based identity restoration specialist will work to fix it on your behalf. No one can prevent all identity theft or monitor all transactions at all businesses, but with LifeLock by Norton, you've got identity theft protection all wrapped up all year round.
What else? I know I'm forgetting something.
It's LifeLock. You're forgetting LifeLock. Better not forget to save big with up to 25% off your first year at LifeLock.com with promo code NEWS. That's 25% off with promo code NEWS.
Quick and Clean Car Wash at 1210 Market Street in downtown Reading has the perfect gift this holiday season. Car wash packages starting at just $9. Buy 5 car wash coupons and get one free. Or buy 10 and get 3 free. Quick and Clean All-Cloth Car Wash at Market and Eureka Way in downtown Reading has the perfect gift for Christmas or for your car or truck. Stop by 1210 Market Street in downtown Reading. Quick and clean.
We wish you a Merry Christmas. We wish you a Merry Christmas. We wish you a Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year. Good tidings we bring to you and your kids. Good tidings for Christmas and a Happy New Year.
Hi, this is Doug Tooley with PNC Satellite. Are you ready to get a head start on this season's infamous wish list? Then it's about time you do something different this holiday season.
If you can't see the difference, why pay the difference? Switch to Dish this holiday season for a great deal. Call BNT Satellite at 241-DISH. That's 241-3474.
From all of us at BNT Satellite, Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year.
Call me, Doug Tooley, 241-DISH. That's 241-3474. Or visit us on the internet at btsatellite.com.
BNT Satellite is a DISH authorized retailer. Restrictions apply. Ask for details.
This Hawaiian mini vacation is brought to your radio by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning. So what does professional office cleaning have to do with relaxing in a tropical paradise? Frankly, nothing. But Maui Bob and the crew want to remind you to be sure to take the time for what's important in this workaday world. Family, friends, and yes, even yourself. And if their professional office cleaning services can help you make that time, give them a call at 221-5868. This Hawaiian mini vacation was brought to your radio by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning, 221-5868.
What does great pizza and ice-cold beer have in common? Charlie's Tap House and Mobile Catering, of course. Charlie's Pizza, Pasta, and More, made from scratch with old family recipes using only the finest ingredients. Charlie's will not disappoint when you bite into the bacon spicy mambo pizza. Get ready for an experience you won't find anywhere else. Call Charlie's today to book their patio for your next birthday, baby shower, anniversary, or any other private party. Remember, everything is homemade using secret family recipes. Be sure to try their famous sundial steak salad with perfectly grilled steak tossed in their homemade tomato vinaigrette dressing. Charlie's Tap House, your ultimate beer experience. Charlie's Tap House rule number one, come for the homemade pizza, stay for the beer wall. Charlie's Tap House rule number two, never stay empty-handed. Charlie's Tap House and Mobile Catering in two locations, Anderson Outlets and in Reading at the corner of Shasta and East Streets. Charlie's Tap House for dine-in, takeout, or delivery. Ask about booking their patio for your next private event. Charlie's Tap House, bringing family and friends together.
This holiday season, join the all-new tradition of lights and festivities for the entire family at Reading Garden of Lights. Presented by Mercy Medical Center Reading. Open now through January 8th at Turtle Bay's McConnell Botanical Gardens at the Sundial Bridge in Reading, California. Explore over 10 acres of outdoor illuminated gardens featuring over 1 million lights, plus holiday-themed food, drinks, music, and so much more. Reading Garden of Lights at Turtle Bay. Buy tickets now at turtlebay.org.
For over 50 years, House of Realty has provided experienced and effective advice to its real estate clients. Experts in residential, commercial, and investment property, we have the knowledge and tools to assist you with all of your real estate needs. Family owned and operated since 1965, we have been an active part of the Shasta County community for generations. Please call House of Realty today at 241-8300, a reputation for excellence since 1965.
You don't feel comfortable carrying a gun? I want you to learn about the Hero non-lethal products. Hero is the maker of the award-winning Hero 2020. That's a non-lethal gun that shoots this high-powered projectile that's filled with pepper powder. That powder explodes on impact, covering your attacker with this painful gel that just causes mental confusion and uncontrollable coughing. Now, all these Hero products are concealable, and you do not need a carry permit. And right now, Hero2020.com has a new product called the Arrow. It looks like a small remote control, and it also shoots this red, sticky red pepper gel. It creates this intense burning sensation. It causes your attacker to just fall to the ground, and it gives you time to escape. Both of these products are non-lethal, but they allow you to defend yourself from a distance. I have one. My wife has one. I bought some for friends. I want you to get one today, too. I want you to get one for yourself or your spouse or your daughter or your son, maybe friends, anyone who needs extra protection. And here's what you do. Go online to Hero2020.com. That's Hero2020.com. Use my last name, Brown, for a special discount. That's Hero2020.com. Now, some state restrictions may apply. But get online right now to Hero2020.com. So we're talking about, you know, I got out of the pool and for a couple of weeks kind of stepped away from the, you know, the grind of, you know, 24 hours a day, 7 days a week show prep to do 6 days a week of radio. And what I discovered was this realization that things might be a little worse than I expected them to be. Now, don't get me wrong. There's still a lot of great things in this country. Taking the long view of things, we're slowly losing choices. Everywhere you turn, the government is taking away more and more choice. And it's not just government. Big tech is doing it. The dominant media is doing it. Fewer and fewer, you can go to Netflix. Netflix, you can, you know, there's I think it was Dilbert today. Or maybe it was Pearl. I think it was Dilbert. And Dilbert, the comic strip. And Dilbert was talking to Dogbert about what are we going to do for New Year's Eve. Well, we could endlessly click around Netflix, never finding anything we want to watch, or go through all the streaming services, never finding anything to watch, and then just finally give up and go to bed at 10 o'clock. I thought, yeah, that's pretty much what people will do. So, yeah, we still have lots of choices in terms of stuff that is entertaining, but not a lot of choice in things that are really meaningful or impactful to our lives. And those choices are being taken away by the dominant media, the ruling elite, and big tech. And one of those choices that's being taken away from us is actually in who we elect to public office. It's becoming more and more difficult for people to run. It's becoming more and more expensive for people to run. And I am not advocating. In fact, I don't advocate at all for public financing of elections. I think that's the absolute government paying tax dollars to pay someone to run for public office. It's insanity. That's how in most legislatures, the teacher unions control state legislatures, because the teacher unions finance teachers and administrators who have retired and decided to run for public office, and they use those union dues to get them elected, and it becomes a vicious cycle. That's how they control state legislatures. So how do we break that cycle? We break that cycle by allowing unlimited financing by individuals of a person's campaign, even corporations. But Michael, we can't do that. Why can't we allow corporations to do it? Because we allow unions to do it. Unions are nothing more than a form of a corporation. They're just a legal entity, just like a corporation's a legal entity. So as we diminish the ability of people to run for office because we limit how much money they can raise, the solution is not to further limit how much money they can raise, and it's not to publicly finance those campaigns, but instead it's to give those people more choices, more people to go to. Wealthy family members, wealthy friends, wealthy companies that support their campaigns, as long as it's fully disclosed. Because if you have, I'm trying to think of, well, let's just say that someone's running to be governor in your state, and their campaigns are financed by banks, and banks are the only people financing. The other candidate running for governor, see, I'm not mentioning parties, the other person running for governor is financed by thousands of small people giving $50, $500, $1,000, some cases $5,000. That might help you determine who you vote for. But it's all transparent. It's all fully disclosed. And thus you open up the ability and give more people the opportunity to run for public office. So what does that have to do with elections? Elections are another example. Elections and balloting systems are another example of how I think our choices are being diminished. I think it should be harder to vote. Yeah, I think it should be harder to vote. If you want your elderly grandmother who's in a nursing home to vote, she should be entitled to. Through an absentee ballot, that a grateful, helpful grandson, or a son or a daughter, or a friend, helps them get an absentee ballot. As opposed to just mailing ballots out to everybody. People who don't even live in places anymore. You see, what they're doing is, when I talk about they, I'm talking about the cabal, they're setting up a system that favors them. So that you have a system where 95 to 98% of incumbents are reelected every single year. And the reason for that? The people who run against the incumbents are running against a machine. They're running against a group of people that have established rules that favor them and not challengers. Then you have the balloting system like you do in Arizona, where it creates distrust. And so then people get fed up and they throw up their hands because there's no alternative, there's no solution, nobody's doing anything, and they walk away. They want you to walk away. Now, I mentioned earlier before the break that Sam Bankman-Fried, the guy whose cryptocurrency organization completely collapsed, totally fraudulent. That's because when you rely upon computer systems that have algorithms that nobody understands, exactly how it works at all, you open yourself to fraud. Now, if fraud can occur to the tune of the billions that he stole or lost, why is it so considered paranoia to think that the same thing using similar computer systems and algorithms, why is it considered to be paranoia or to be conspiratorial to think that that's not happening in an election system? Because if somebody can do that with billions of dollars, how easy is it to do it with ballots? The more complex we make things, the more opportunity there is for fraud. You know, I had a letter when I walked into the studio today. I had a letter from someone in Michigan, and it's a flyer. And I haven't read the full flyer yet, but I read the first paragraph. The and this is an idea for a constitutional amendment. Not the details. I just want to read you the first sentence. The Congress of the United States shall legislate and design a new electronic domestic currency specifically for health care costs inside the United States. I immediately tossed aside and said no. I don't care what the rest of it says. And if you're the one that wrote me the letter, with all due respect, you're wrong. You want an electronic currency system? And I don't care whether it's just for health care. Because an electronic currency system that's developed by the federal government just for health care will next be for taxes, will next be for groceries, will next be for fuel costs, will next be for automobile purchases, will next be for everything. And when they have control of a digital currency, they have control over what you can and cannot spend money on. You lose your choice. You know, that's what they do in communist China. That's what we're doing here. We're developing a social score system similar to what China has right under our noses, and we don't even realize it. You do it when you use your rewards card at the grocery store. They track everything you purchase. Now imagine, and I know people are totally comfortable with that. I go, Michael, I get discounts. I swipe my card and I buy a head of lettuce and it's 5 cents cheaper. Good for you. I'm glad for you. Now, take that same card and imagine that you have a digital currency controlled by the United States government and they know every single thing you spend your money on. And now they have the power and they have the ability to turn that card on and off. Or to say, oh, you can't use it there. Oh, you can use it over here, but you can't use it there. Oh, you want to buy a plane ticket to go to Phoenix? No, we're not going to allow you to do that because your social score isn't good enough. This is the path we're on. And this is the path we have to get off. And we got to get off this path quickly. Because if we don't, that cabal that I keep referring to that probably drives you nuts because I talk about it all the time, that cabal gets more and more power every single day. And we freely give it up. We freely give up the power to them. What we have to do is find every little opportunity that we have. And I know that this is frustrating to many people. But those two choirs, earlier in the program, I talked about the two choirs. The one over here singing the Hallelujah Chorus. And the other one over here singing the Requiem for a Funeral. What we have to do is, every opportunity, is to convince someone in that opposite choir about the mission, the policy, the program, the concept, the idea, whatever it is, that our path forward is the path forward toward more freedom and liberty. Because the other alternative is toward more tyranny and more government control and more limitations and fewer choices. And I know that's comfortable to many people. Michael, I don't want to make a choice. Michael, I don't want to have to make that decision. Michael, I don't want to have to deal with that. Okay. That blanket of tyranny that you want to crawl under, I know it's warm, and I know it's comfortable, and you don't have to make decisions. You don't have to worry about the bad choices. You don't have to worry about any of that. I understand that. Because freedom's messy, and freedom is chaotic. Freedom's much better. That's the path we're on. And so for every single thing, every single public policy, you're going to have to dig deeper and deeper and understand not just what it means today, but what does it mean when you're on I-95 southbound? Where does it end? when you're on the I-10, where does it begin and where does it end? That's what you have to think about. And that leads me to Trump's tax returns. Yeah. Because that's a path that I think is very, very dangerous. And it may not be for the reasons you think. Hey, it's the Weekend with Michael Brown. Text your message in the word Mike to 33103. Real simple. Just to 33103, text your message, include the word Mike. Or go to this website if you want to follow me on Instagram, Twitter, Facebook, all of those. MichaelSaysGoHere.com. Hang tight. I'll be right back.
Tired of overpaying for your cell phone bill? Switch to Consumer Cellular and save up to half on your wireless plan. Their award-winning 100% U.S.-based customer support team makes switching easy. Plus, you can keep your phone and number with no contract or activation fees. They offer unlimited talk and text with a flexible data plan starting at just $20 a month. You can easily add your family and friends to your plan for just $15 a month per line. Never worry about dropped calls. Consumer Cellular has the exact same coverage as the major carriers to over 99% of the nation. This is all backed by their 100% risk-free guarantee. Join the millions of others who have switched. Go to consumercellular.com/radio25, and for a limited time, get $25 off when you use promo code radio25. That's consumercellular.com/radio25. Promo code radio25.
Quick and Clean Car Wash at 1210 Market Street in downtown Reading has the perfect gift this holiday season. Car wash packages starting at just $9. Buy 5 car wash coupons and get one free. Or buy 10 and get 3 free. Quick and Clean All-Cloth Car Wash at Market and Eureka Way in downtown Reading has the perfect gift for Christmas or for your car or truck. Stop by 1210 Market Street in downtown Reading. Quick and Clean.
It's time to put a stop to boring Christmases, gift giving, and mass-produced items, and take a trip to Memory Lane. Memory Lane Antiques and Vintage makes gift giving easy. We have something for everyone. Antique carnival glass, superhero collectibles, beautiful jewelry, vintage clothing, and best of all, it's all in one location. You don't have to break the budget this holiday season to give somebody something they'll cherish. Memory Lane Antiques and Vintage in the Shasta Gateway Shopping Center.
When people ask me for a recommendation for a heating or air conditioning company, I always say Alliance Heating and Air. Why? Well, they've been taking care of our HVAC system for 14 years. Professional, friendly, and willing to go to the extra step for their customers. I have found no problem too difficult or too minor for them to repair. I recommend Alliance Heating and Air with no reservations. You can reach them at 530-221-2642 or online at homecomfort.org, and they have 24/7 emergency assistance. Alliance Heating and Air.
Alan Gordon, Coachmaster Collision. Although Coachmaster is recognized as the authority and specialist in frame and suspension, we are primarily your auto body and truck collision repair center. This includes all vehicles, Lexus, Honda, or pickup trucks. Our technicians are highly trained and have the most advanced equipment to ensure a complete and quality repair. With our knowledge and the insurance claim process, all we need is your claim number to handle your claim. Coachmaster has a great working relationship with all insurance companies. This ensures a complete repair with quality parts and a delay-free process. At Coachmaster, in our 50 years in business, we've experienced almost every situation imaginable in a claim. This experience and personal dedication to the repair of your vehicle sets Coachmaster apart from all other choices. And yes, if we can't fix it, no one can.
Learn more online at CoachmasterAutobody.com.
Gold Leaf Nursery has you covered. Protect your citrus tree and frost tender shrubs from freezing. Gold Leaf Nursery has frost cloth in assorted sizes and custom cut sizes up to 12 feet wide. Just arrived. Living Christmas trees. Choose from Colorado blue spruce, baby blue spruce, Norway spruce, dwarf Alberta fir trees, and fat Albert blue spruce. Tis the season to be freezing. So don't forget to cover up with frost cloth. Gold Leaf Nursery is open Wednesday through Saturday, 8 to 5. We're located at 6186 Churn Creek Road, across from the Tucker Oaks Golf Course.
Welcome back to the weekend with Michael Brown. Glad to have you with me. Text your message and the word Mike to 33103. Your message and the word Mike to 33103. And then go to this website if you want to follow me on Twitter, Facebook, or Instagram. And the website is michaelsaysgohere.com. michaelsaysgohere.com. So let's talk about Trump's tax returns for a second. Because this is another example where the two choirs are singing two entirely different tunes, and I think they're both wrong. Over here on the left, you have the choir singing the Hallelujah chorus, because, oh my gosh, we have Trump's tax returns, and now we know that Donald Trump didn't pay any taxes in a couple of years. He paid $750 in taxes 1 year. He gave millions of dollars 1 year to charities, and then he didn't give anything in 1 year. And then he said he gave his salary away, and he didn't give his salary away. At least we can't find it. And, oh my gosh, look, he's losing so much money. How can he be rich and he's losing money? And then over here on the other side, you've got people screaming about his returns were under audit. You shouldn't have released them. They're both missing the points entirely. This comes from the Los Angeles Times. Former President Trump's seven-year battle to keep the public from seeing his taxes ended in defeat Friday as a House committee, not the IRS, a House committee released 6 years of returns documenting his, documenting his aggressive efforts to minimize what he paid the IRS. So what? Do you know what I do every single year? I aggressively try to minimize the amount of taxes I pay. That's called tax avoidance. It's absolutely, unequivocally legal. And I would say moral. Tax evasion is where you try to avoid taxes by doing things illegally, like not reporting income. But he's not charged with that. No one's even suggesting that he is involved in tax evasion. But then there's this question. How is it? Now, I know he's president of the United States. But if the President of the United States of America, who's just the head of the executive branch, if his tax returns are publicly available, I want to know, where are the tax returns of the 535 members of the United States Congress, the 435 members of the House, and the 100 members of the United States Senate?
Years, House of Realty has provided experienced and effective advice to its real estate clients. Experts in residential, commercial, and investment property, we have the knowledge and tools to assist you with all of your real estate needs. Family owned and operated since 1965, we have been an active part of the Shasta County community for generations. Please call House of Realty today at 241-8300. A reputation for excellence since 1965.
Hi, this is Matt with Liberty Unabashed, a show on every other Sunday, 8 to 9. Are you awake? Do you know what I'm talking about? Do you realize you're in an information war where we're losing our country? It's time to stand up and defend your freedoms, my brothers and sisters. Americans don't care what color you are. Those of the past do.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.